Psalm 66:16 says, "Come and hear, all who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for my soul." In August of 1989, that's when Dennis was enjoying new life in Christ, and I was facing the death of my husband, Joe. Joe had metastatic malignant melanoma to the brain. He had two tumors in his brain, and statistically, he had 6 months to live. And on February 22, 1990, Joe died. I was devastated and petrified, and I didn't know where to turn, which end was up, and my life was a mess. And I also wondered, why do they say at the funeral that Joe went to be with the Lord? Who says so? And why do people even believe there's a heaven and a hell? And who gets to go to heaven and who gets to go to hell? I didn't know. I didn't know the answers. I was totally green about the Bible. I didn't know anything. I was born and raised in Philadelphia, and I lived in a Jewish home until I was in fifth grade. At that point, my dad ran off with our next-door neighbor, and my mom went off into New Age Never Never Land. And I didn't believe in God, and it's hard to say I didn't believe in him because I hated Jesus. How can you hate something you don't believe in? But if you would have tried to tell me about Jesus Christ, I would have told you to your face to shut up. I was quite a rebellious and reprobate teenager. Now, fast forward 29 years old, here I am, a young widow with two kids, wondering, where did my husband go? And about 6 months after Joe died, there's a knock at my door, and I open up the door, and there's this lovely woman standing there, and I'll never forget what she said. She goes, "Do you think that God has forgotten about us in the way that the world is today?" I'm like, "What?" I said, "I don't know. I don't care." I said, "But what do you think happens to people when they die?" Because that was what I wanted to know. Oh, and she was more than happy to come in and share with me all that the Jehovah's Witnesses believe about what happens to people when they die. And then she came back with her friend, and they came twice a week for like a couple hours at a time. This went on for a couple months. And then after that, a guy I knew named Scott Burke, he died. He was 26 years old. I met him and his family in the hospital, and I knew they were Christians. And about a week after Scott died, I called his mom up to see how she was doing. You know, I called, "Hi, Jan, how are you?" And Jan says, "Well, Betsy, we have peace. We're at peace." I'm like, "Peace? What's she talking about, peace? I got no peace. My husband's been gone more than 6 months. I'm a crazy woman. I got no peace. What is she talking about?" But I thought that Jan would be so happy to know that I was studying with the Jehovah's Witnesses. "No, Betsy, no, they're a cult. They're a cult." I'm like, "No, they're not. Everything they're telling me sounds so good and right and true. I don't know why everyone doesn't believe this." She said, "No, Betsy." She says, "Would you be willing to come over to my house for dinner and hear the true gospel from some of Scott's friends?" I said, "Sure." So I go over to Jan's house for dinner. And there's this guy there, and he brought this video, Witnesses of Jehovah. It's a Jehovah Witness busting video. And the guy, he puts it in. If you guys don't, this is a DVD for you young ones. Yeah,
That would be a video cassette.
Well, this is a video, but it's like a DVD. Anyway, so I'm watching this video, and the guy who brought it is just sitting over here, and in my peripheral vision, I see him, and he's just going, like, his legs fidgeting, and I'm, like, so distracted, and I wanted to just reach over and, "Would you just sit still?" The reason I'm telling you that is because that guy was Dennis Durr. And that was my first impression of Dennis. Oh, this guy can't sit still. Anyway, so I'm watching this video, and I'm thinking, you know, if what this video says is true, and that was a big if, then I need to burn this stack of Watchtower material. But I wasn't convinced. And so for the next 3 weeks, I went back and forth between the JWs and Dennis. And, you know, Dennis, if you know Dennis, Dennis is very articulate. And he had only been a believer for a year, but he had all the answers. And he's answering all my questions, and he became my Bible answer man. And then I'm going back to the JWs, and I say, "Well, Dennis says this, what say you?" And back and forth, and I'm like, I was a crazy woman. And Dennis said, "Well, Betsy, why don't you come to church with me?" And Dennis went to Grace Community Church at that time. And I show up at this church, and I didn't know John MacArthur from The Man on the Moon, but I walk into this church, and, you know, there's thousands of people sitting in there, and it was Communion Sunday. And Dennis says, "Betsy, you can't take communion because you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior." And so I'm thinking, no big deal, because, you know, this little Jew girl, I took communion at a Catholic church when I was a kid, and I got in a whole lot of trouble for doing that. And I thought, no big deal, you know. But as all these people, these thousands of people are holding this bread, I started to cry. And Dennis told me later, you know, he's sitting next to me going, yeah, she's crying, that's good. So I'm looking at all these people holding this bread, and I knew they had something I didn't have. But it wasn't that piece of bread that I was worried about. It was that I knew all those people knew God, and I didn't. And I thought that they were all staring at me, and I just felt about this big, and I just wanted to disappear out of that place. And that was October 7th of 1990, and that very same night, crazy woman, still grieving, still crazy, just wondering what is going on in my life. I went out in my backyard in Valencia, and I jumped up on the trampoline, and I'm bouncing on the trampoline, and I'm just yelling at God. I mean, I was so upset. I'm like, God, I never cared about you. I don't understand what's happening here, but you had better reveal the truth to me, or I'm giving up this search. I didn't realize until later it was him drawing me, not, you know, me seeking after him. But anyway, so he was very gracious and patient, as he always is, and there was a display of stars out in my backyard in Valencia that I'm convinced God put there just for me, because if you go to Valencia and you look up in the sky, you can't see very many stars. But I'm telling you, there was just the galaxies. Everyone could see everything. And I'm jumping on the trampoline. I'm looking up at these stars, and I'm thinking, you know, no chaos could create such order. There's no way that those stars could hang perfectly in their courses above 365 days a year, year after year after year, except that God created it. And I remember thinking one verse the Jehovah's Witnesses taught me that was true, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I'm thinking, that's the only thing that makes sense. And I'm jumping on the trampoline, and I'm jumping, and I'm thinking, all of a sudden I hear myself thinking, and Jesus is God. Jesus is God. God created the world, and Jesus is God. That's it. That's it. I said, I think I'm becoming a Christian right now. And I fell right there and then on my knees on the trampoline, and I prayed, and I asked Jesus to be my Lord and Savior and to forgive me for all my sins. And I got up, and I remembered, you know, that peace that my friend Jan was talking about, that peace of God which surpasses all comprehension. It just flooded me from the top of my head to the tips of my toes, and I knew beyond the shadow of a doubt with everything in my being that I had the truth and that the truth had just set me free. And I ran in the house, and I called Dennis. I'm like, Dennis, guess what? And
got the answering machine.
Anyway, like Maisel was saying a couple weeks ago, you know, at that point then I just couldn't get my hands on enough books and tapes, and I was at church every time the doors were open, and I put my kids in Awana, and I was taking Bible study and Logos classes and growing kids God's way, and Dennis is watching Betsy, you know, growing, and I would sit there on Sunday morning listening to John MacArthur, you know. I was like, oh, how does anybody ever know all this stuff? You know, sanctification, justification, glorification. I was like, what's with all these occasion words, you know? How does anybody know this stuff? And I need a vacation. And I'm like, I'm never going to get this. But I did, you know, eventually I learned. And like I said, Dennis was my Bible answer man. He was just there for me. And on June 14th, 1991, Dennis asked me to start dating him, and we got married in March of 92, and our journey has taken us to this place, and we're so thankful to be here at Church of the Canyons. We love you guys, and thank you very much.